You create your own personal reality. Is that a good thing? Does it serve you to have a personal reality? You may know that I have been talking a lot about flexibility. And how important flexibility is. How essential flexibility is for you to be able to change your mind. To get out of the rut your mind has taken you and is keeping you in. Without you knowing why you can't grow. Why you can't be happy. Why you don't feel successful, productive. And why you don't have ease and grace in life. So, as you can see, the flexibility capacity is crucial in taking you from quiet desperation to potential heaven. But it didn't work. The whole group got stuck in a low level of the capacity, so low that it had no effect on their thinking, and in some cases a negative effect. So I decided to do some thinking and see what capacities might need to be open and active before you can effectively change your mind. I asked for suggestions. Self-awareness was one suggestion. Brilliant but too vague. Everyone is aware of themselves at one degree or other. So it is telling you to walk a mile a day before you go and run the marathon. Not making a dent. Letting go, another brilliant suggestion didn't make it, because unless you know what you need to let go of, it is useless. If you just let go of a momentary anger, frustration, jealousy, vengefulness, the result is merely cosmetic. Just like all the New Age stuff, and psychology and therapy, they produce temporary, largely cosmetic results. It doesn't go for the cause, because, I only guess here, they don't know what the cause might be. So I started to review my work, older courses. This work, courses, energies, has been going on for going on 10 years. So I have had lots of courses, workshops, lots. In the growth course. In the grow to abundance course, cause your own growth to abundance or the growth course, we are turned a new leaf. During the last two sessions we got to a place we had never gotten to. We managed to invent useful sentences that get us out of the rut. I have, personally, invented 10 of those. The very first one I invented, back in 1985, a few weeks after I landed in New York. Just off the proverbial boat. It was at a forum graduation session in a theater. The leader read a poem by Rainer Maria Rilke, of whom I had never heard, in which the poet says, "The spirit wants only that there be flying. As for who happens to do it, in that he has only a passing interest." My understanding at the time was that only one person can do the spirit's flying, so I said in my head, "Please God, let it be me. Please God, let it be me." Why? I don't know. Flying sounded like my thing. And being the only one doing the flying really appealed to my soul correction, forget yourself. Wanting to be, fancying myself to be the pinnacle. Arrogant, I know. Normally harmful, but in this instance, it gave the original inspiration, the original meaning for my life. Yeah, I was 38 years old, and had lived my life without meaning. So having a meaning is like a life preserver. A life preserver that holds you up in any life circumstance. Having a meaning is like a life preserver. A life preserver that holds you up in any life circumstance. When you don't have a meaning, you always struggle to remain alive. I say, whatever remaining alive means to you. Winning every interaction, being right, avoiding suppression, oppression, anything really. My second sentence was being an inspiring leader of leaders, and that has been a horrible struggle. So I am still struggling with that. My third sentence was, I won't write all my 10 here. But I truly had 10 powerful sentences that were like a toolbox. Tools digging me out of quicksand, the morass, the despair. The hopelessness, which had been my home for so many years, and are always there to swallow me. Even today. What? Yes. All those don't go away, so you need to stay vigilant. But what I found the most useful has been the capacity and sentence that I decided to give to my little group who paid to a flexibility activated is this. There is nothing wrong, nothing to fix. Sounds innocent but it goes for the heart of the matter. How so? We, Homo sapiens, label everything. We label everything as if we had the power to say, as if things weren't already something without us saying so. So we create personal reality that is entirely our creation, calling it like a midget, and then honoring it like the truth. I studied Judaism in Israel for a year. A year is not much time for anything. But I was lucky. The class I took centered around idol worship of the Israelites. According to the Kabbalists, the entire Old Testament, Moses' five books, is code. Nothing is what it is on the surface. For example, Egypt is a code for any kind of slavery, slavery to money, sex, drugs, beliefs, parties, cults, ideas, ego. So idol worshipping. This is me saying it, not the Kabbalists, is not just some carved image of the deity, or a golden calf. Treating the labels and the personal reality as reality to honor and live by, to honor as the truth, is also idol worshipping. We are all idol worshippers. We all use our language to create worlds that then we honor as reality, as the truth. And that is at the root of our misery, our quiet or not so quiet desperation. Because the world we created is populated and defined idols we created, by right and wrong, good and bad, and having to, needing to, wanting to, and should. At the absolute root of that personal reality, everyone's world is the word, wrong. The shouldn't be. The should be different. And the need to fix. And because that is the root of all evil that befalls us, the capacity to see that we do that, and the capacity to arrest the urge to fix everything is the most important capacity to possess, if you want to live a life mostly out of the morass, out of the rut, out of the misery. I can't promise you a rose garden, but I can promise you that even if you fall down a hole in the sidewalk, you'll find your way out fast. When this capacity is alive and active in your DNA. Now, don't be hasty and say, "I can tell when I call something wrong." You don't. It is like water for the fish, air for the bird, you swim in it. You can't see it. It's not just habitual, it is like breathing for Homo sapiens. When you have this nothing to fix capacity open for 30% or more, you'll become a new species, a species that doesn't live in the valley of the shadow of death. Of all the historical figures, real or not real, that I can think of, Jesus had it open. Moses didn't. Muhammad didn't. Buddha didn't. And, of course, none of your gurus have it open. Having the DNA capacity open has been an ideal you cannot achieve. But today, with the ability to activate DNA capacity, you can have it open, active. Potentially. Why potentially? Because of your current reality where instant seems possible. It isn't. Will it take work? Time? Practicing? Hell yeah. Easy work? Hell no. Lol. But the results, even if they come in drips and drops, will be amazing. You'll be able to see the world changing in front of your open eyes. Scarcely distinguishable from magic. I go deepest on this in the Instant Coherence Solution workshop I led 6 years ago, and one session 3 years ago. You can get access to that course if you wish. And if you do, as a bonus, I'll add you to the group where I'll activate the nothing missing capacity. And thereafter check and activate it every 3 days. I do that to see if it can be, in fact, activated, and to see if you can, if you will do the work it takes to keep it open. And not just open but grow that opening to 30%. Of course there is a deadline to join the group, and it's October 2nd, midnight. After that you are too late. To join just send me an email. Sophie@yourvibration.com. But warning, unless you put your whole life inside that work, inside that concept that nothing is missing, nothing to fix, you won't succeed with this. What do I mean, put your whole life inside that concept? What I mean is this, everything that happens, everything that comes up, will come up because you are in this program. Because your brain, your magnificent organ, will drive up everything that will show you to what degree you are an idol worshipper. Will show you to what degree you honor your labeling as the truth. Work will feel like slavery. Relationship troubles will surface. Your health may take a dip. You'll suddenly go stupid. I promise. If these things don't happen, or if you don't want them to happen, don't buy the course. If you know yourself to never follow up, to get too busy, don't buy the course. You won't get the result. If you don't take guidance, live like you know better, don't take the course. I can promise no results to you, because the results will depend on you. On what you do with what you get. The method works, but you need to work it. Just like an AA. Even with capacity activation, the number one rule source honors is free will. You can refuse DNA activation, and some do. There is one person in the current group, who, in spite of my 8 attempts to activate the capacity, turns it off instantly. Why? I don't know then, honestly, I don't care. For you curious types. A bit of gossip. But for you curious types, his sole correction, building bridges may be the reason, building bridges fancies themselves already on the top of the world. While they rarely are. And for those of you who care, my favorite teacher has the same soul correction. If you read his daily emails, it should be obvious by now. Is he happy? No. Is he fulfilled? No. But is he at least really better than everyone else? No. So there you have it. Oh, that was a nice little piece of gossip. Lol. But all joking aside, he is also mired in the right/wrong, good/bad mind world, the whole horizontal, valley of the shadow of death world of his own creation, where happiness, joy, fulfillment is impossible, except for rare momentary cameos. If you are committed to have a life outside of the world of mirrors, the imaginary personal reality world, the course is for you, the Instant Coherence Solution Workshop. Go to the next step.